Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
The cattle futures market today was mixed. Feeder cattle finished the day down 20 to 50 or so cents. January was actually strong, the strongest month here, only down 7 at 145.35. March, on the other hand, closed on and slowed down 57, 144.60. Live cattle, on the other hand, was anywhere from 10 lower to 12 higher. December live cattle are 123.40. We've only got a few days left there, but at 123.40, they were up 12. It looks like the cash markets are rocking right along, too. They're passing some 121 bid up north. There's 123 ask. So it looks like the cash market's holding together and really strong up to the end of the year. February, on the other hand, was slightly lower, down 7 at 126.72. Lean hogs out in February finished down 42 at 70.47. That was about 60 or so cents off of the low. If you look at the box beef market today, at midday, you know, choices and select have been coming down pretty hard over the last couple of weeks. Box beef at midday was down 83 cents on choice at 209.32. Select up 15 at 205.40. And that choice select spread is really tight here at $3.92 between the choice and select box beef.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
The grain futures market was really strong in the wheat futures. Kansas City July was up 10 and a quarter cents at 496 and a half. People have kind of put a mental target there of $5. I don't think there's any real technical thing at $5 other than the fact it's a big round number, but we're 4 cents away there. Now, it looks like several things going in our favor. Of course, Europe and Eastern Europe and Ukraine have lowered their wheat acres, partially because the price is low and there's more profitable things for them to grow. Same here in the United States. And so as the Northern Hemisphere cuts back on wheat acres, that's what we're seeing here and reflecting in the price increase. Also, the U.S. dollar as a currency has devalued itself slightly, making U.S. wheat more valuable to other countries. And then there's some talk that the Chinese may take up to 5 million tons of U.S. wheat as part of this new ag purchasing phase one part of the deal. So wheat market's been really strong. Chicago wheat's tagging right along with it, up 7 to 8. The soybean market's down 4 to 7 cents here today, and corn's about 1 to 2 cents higher. If we wind down this year, we get into 2020, there's a whole lot of stuff happening in January. The phase one is supposed to be getting signed. Of course, the big deal, the USDA WASDE report, which will give us the latest crop production, or the final crop production for the 2019 year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.